Welcome. Wow, this is a great group of looking women. So happy you made it here safely. I was surprised by the snow this morning. But we're really excited to have each and every one of you here. We've been praying about this for several months, and some of you might have known right away that you wanted to come join us today. Others might not have been sure, but we know that you're in the right place. So I hope you're able to settle in for a great day today. Try to set aside all those billions of things that are going on in your mind and all those little things you know you're going to have to do later today or this weekend, and just try to let yourself be present here with us for the day. So did I introduce myself? I don't think I did. My name is Jennifer Kraft. And most people around here call me Jen, so you're welcome to do that as well. I'm going to be your host for the day. Our theme for today is Women in the Word. And as we were thinking about and planning our day, our primary goals kept coming back to this one sentence, that our conference today is going to focus on teaching the Bible woman to woman, and that we want to equip you with ways to get deeper in the Word when you leave here today. So let me break this down for us before we get started. The first part of that is women teaching women directly out of Scripture. If you think about women's conferences you've been to in the past, or maybe Bible studies that you've done with other women, you might recognize that a lot of those are based around women's topics or women's themes, issues that women go through. These kind of studies are known as topical studies. So they tend to focus around one topic, maybe marriage, or how to be a godly woman, or how to be submissive, or how to be hospitable. And we decided that we wanted to do something a little bit different today. We recognize that there's maybe a certain weakness in that kind of a teaching, and that it kind of leaves it up to us who are planning the conference to decide what you all want to hear. And we know we're all coming here at different ages and different seasons in our life. Some of us are in high school, some are in college, some of us are single, some are married, some have kids, some don't. So we didn't feel that it was necessarily our job to decide what you needed to hear today. So instead we took a different approach, and it's a method of teaching called expository teaching. And this is kind of the opposite of a topical study. So with expository teaching, what you do is you choose a book or a chapter or a text from the Scripture, and then you spend the day going through that Scripture and then pulling out of that the topics and themes that God has to share with us. So that's going to be our focus today. We're going to take a look at the book of Philippians, and we're going to walk through that together. Paul's letter to the Philippian church is going to be the foundation for our learning time today. So you might find this conference is a little different than what you expected, but we're confident that God's going to share a lot of truth with us today, and I think you'll find that there will be at least one thing that you're going to be able to apply to your life. So the second half of our goal was to help equip you to get into the Word. We've been praying that by being here today, your hunger for God's Word is really going to grow. And we're going to spend some time going through one way to study or read your Bible. We're going to kind of walk you through how to do that. We're going to give you some time to practice that. And our hope for each of you is that you're going to be equipped today to leave here and spend more time in God's Word, either on your own or with others. If you haven't already, you're going to discover today that being in community with other people is a really key component to your understanding of Scripture. So if you are interested in reading and studying God's Word with other women and you haven't plugged into that yet, we have a couple of life group coaches with us today. Jody Wiley and Gina McKee are going to be out, I believe, where the Riv Warehouse is usually set up. And they're going to be here during our breaks, after lunch, even after the conference today. So if you would like to get connected or you're interested in leading a life group or a Bible study, they've got lots of information to share with you, so please feel free to ask them. Okay, before we get going, I just want to make sure you understand the schedule and kind of the expectations for the day. I know when I go to a conference, I'm always like, okay, I can make it for a little while, but when's that break going to be? So your schedule's in your packet, and you're going to see we have a pretty long morning. We're going to have a stretch break in a little bit, maybe about an hour, but we're not going to take our first official break until around 11:15, and I don't think you have that on your paper, but I wanted to let you know that is coming. Then after that break, we'll come back here for another teaching, and then we'll have our lunch around 12:15, and come all back together at 1. The conference is slated to end at 3 o'clock, but we will have musical worship again at 3 if you'd like to stay for that. So we expect you to take care of yourself. Please, at any time, feel free to get up if you need to get something to drink or use the restroom. But please be respectful of those around you. So if you do have a conversation you need to take on your phone or with someone else, just take that out to the lobby. And then as you're going to hear through the teachings today, we really hope you're going to take time for your own thoughts and your own learning and your own questions. It's not very often that we get a day just to be with ourselves, with God, with the women sitting around us, not having all those other distractions. So take that time and really pay attention, to especially to the things that might make you uncomfortable or those things that might make you feel excited. Those might be areas that are ready for a change in your life. So let's take a moment and talk with God, and then I'll introduce our first teacher. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day that you've given us. We thought the snow was over, but it sure was pretty on our drive-in this morning. So thank you for that beauty. Thank you for our church body, and thank you for each and every woman that you brought here today. I thank you, God, that you created us, and you know us, and you love us, and you know that we do have a lot of stuff on our mind, Lord, but we do ask you to help us to put those things on pause and to be open that the learning or for the learning that you have for us today. God, I thank you for the three women you've prepared to teach us today, and I ask that you would provide them with courage, with your strength, and your clarity as they share what you've impressed on them. And finally, God, as Paul prayed for the people in Philippi in chapter 1 of his letter, I pray for each woman here today. I pray that their love would overflow more and more, and that they will keep growing in knowledge and understanding of you. I pray that we'll understand what really matters so that we may live pure and blameless lives until the day Jesus comes back. And I pray, God, that each woman here will always be filled with the fruit of her salvation, the righteous character that's produced in her life by Jesus Christ, because we know, God, that these things will bring you much glory and much praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so if you're like me, you probably like to know a little bit about the women that you're going to be hearing from for about an hour each today. So I want to introduce our first teacher. Her name's Melissa Cranzo. And I did ask each of the women a few questions, so I'll tell you a little bit about Melissa. She asked Christ to come into her heart when she was 5 years old. But she wanted to share that she did walk away from God for a while between the ages of 12 and 19. And then when she was 19, she chose to give her life over to Christ, and she's been serving him ever since. She's been a member here at Riverview since about the year 2000, and her current areas of ministry here are the weekend newsletter that you see each weekend. She teaches the women ministry, and she also leads a Bible study. Melissa has 2 young ones. She has a son, Ira, who just turned 10 months old, and her daughter, Karis, is 3. Her occupation, she is currently a stay-at-home mom, or like she likes to call it, an out-and-about mom. But in her past life, she was an English teacher, and she also helped co-found a company called Jack Cards. So if you ask Melissa how she'd like her coffee, she would like an Americano with an inch of steamed milk, please. Let's welcome Melissa Cranzo.